Tonight's shir, Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph, and the first part of Sif Beis. We are now beginning Hilchis Tfilas HaMincha. The Halachas of Davi Mincha, which is followed by Marv, Hilchis Nias, Siman Reish Lamed Beis. Devarim HaAsurim LaAsos B'Shas HaMincha, things that you're not allowed to do when it comes time to Davi Mincha, Sif Aleph. Im HaShoa D'Chuka, Yispalu B'Lachash, Va'achach Yoimer Shliach Tzibur, Mogein, U'mechayeh, V'yane Kedusha, U'mesayim HaKel HaKadosh. If you don't have enough time before the Sof Zman, before the end of Davi Mincha time comes, and you have a minion, so you don't have enough time to daven silently and have a full Chazar Sashatz. So what the Mechaber says is, everyone should daven silently, and then the Shliach Tzibur just says the first three brachas out loud. He says the first three brachas out loud through Kedusha. Im ein shehus b'yom legmoy shmona esri brachas. If there's not enough time to do all shmona esri brachas. The Amor says, v'yesh, or some say, she'yispal ha-shliach tzibur im ha-kahol b'kol ram. Rather than the Shliach Tzibur waiting till everyone davens on shmona esri and then beginning the first three brachas, he should begin out loud right away the first three brachas. And the way the Rambam describes it, the tzibur is saying along quietly. V'chein ohagin, that's the minik. Ayin le'eras me'kuchav d'al sif beis. So here we have two variations. One is, everyone davens quiet shmoneh esrei. Then chazor sashat is just the first three brachas. The second variation is, the shiatzir begins the hoichah kedusha. He begins out loud, the first three brachas. But the way the Rambam describes it, everyone is reading along quietly. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan after Chuka. There's not enough time. Tanish ain't shahus biyom sheispalu mitchila hatzibur b'lachash va'achach gam chazor sashatz kero'ui. There really isn't time for everyone to daven a sash from esrei followed by the chazor sashatz, which is proper, or the proper chazor sashatz, the full chazor sashatz. Sifkan beis yispalu b'lachash, so everyone davens quietly, hainu, so yismichu hatzibur b'nei adachak, let's say, swak tfilas hashir tzibur, we're not going to have the tzibur relying on the chazor sashatz out loud recitation. Because really, the main tefillah is the sayan shmoneh esrei. So the shir tzibur will minimize his out loud repetition. And he'll just say the first three brachas out loud, and there'll be yoytze kedusha. Sifkan Gimel B'Yoyim, because there isn't enough time in the day. Ayin L'Kaman Siman Reish Lama Gimel Sifah B'Hagoh, Masai Digmur HaYoyim, Lidin Tfiyas HaMilcha. Now if you look later in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, that's where we discuss when is the end of the time to Dav Mincha. Via Mishnah Berurah Shem, and you look in the Mishnah Berurah over there as well, because the whole discussion, do you have until 15 minutes before Tzeis Kachavim? Do you have until sunset? And that's the discussion later on. Sifkan Da'at HaShliach Tzibur Im HaKohol. The Ramah says, no, we don't do that. The Shliach Tzibur begins right away with the out loud recitation of the first three brachas with the tzibur. Hainu, Shliach Tzibur oimim miyad b'kol ram. The Shliach Tzibur begins out loud from the get-go. V'hakahol yom u'imo b'lachash mila b'mila. The tzibur says with him quietly, word by word, ala achra kel kadosh till after kel kadosh. Now, really, it would be best if one person was not davening, so he could be answering amen to the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur. So, our practice of this shortened chazashatz is basically just to have the Shliach Tzibur start without anyone davening with him quietly. And we answer Amen, and then we answer Kedusha, and we start Shmoneh Esrei. But sometimes, people don't realize what's happening. They think it's going to be a Sa'at Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, the Shliach Tzibur starts out loud. So according to the Ramah, there's no reason why you just keep going. The person who began silently, thinking everyone's going to daven silently, but he didn't chab, he could read along with the Shliach Tzibur. And he could say the Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. And then just continue quietly. No, he's doing everything quietly. That Ramah says that was the minig by the Ramah, that everyone is saying quietly along with the Shliach Tzibur who's doing it out loud. And the way we do it now is we all just answer Amen and then start afterwards. So if someone did start quietly, he would have the Ramah and just keep going quietly along with the Tehillat Sibur. The question is, why do we do this regularly when you have plenty of time? The Mechaber says you only do this when you're running out of time. But if it's 2:30 in the afternoon, 3:15 in the afternoon, why are we doing this? And it's a big taina. Many tshuvas are written against this minig of the yeshivas and the kolim to do the hechik kedusha. In defense, the big from Yankee, if he actually quotes it in the notes here, that the whole takanas chazaras hashatz was for the people who didn't know how to daven. So that was for shul. But a beis medrash, a kolil, a yeshiva, everyone knows how to daven there. So they never misak in chazaras hashatz for those places. Mamela, it's fine to do like this. But one thing's for sure, people go to chasanas and they want to do a hechik kedusha chasana, I don't think it's right. If they don't always ask me. If they ask me, I tell them to do the full chazaras hashatz. Why at chasana are you doing a brief chazaras hashatz? Because the photographer is pushing you, the caterer is like, what? What's the dachdachus of zman now? What was the time constraint?
Mr.
Hors d'oeuvres. Mr. Hors d'oeuvres, exactly. So at weddings, when you have these kind of not in shul minyanim that pop up, I don't see how to. Seif beis. Lo yeshev adam l'staper samuch l'mincha ad shiyispalo. When it's close to the time to have a mincha, you don't sit down to get a haircut before you daven first. Lo yikanas l'merchatz, nor should you go to the bathhouse for a bath if it's time for mincha and you didn't have a mincha yet. Lo l'burski, you don't go to check on the tannery. Makom shem abdin shem oiris, the place where they tan the leather, the hides. Lo l'din, Dayonim don't sit down to din. V'lecha, you don't sit down to a meal. Afilasu the katana, even if it's a small meal. Samach mincha gedoyla, if it's close to time for mincha gedoyla, rather you daven first and then you do these things. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah. Bishav kan hey. Lo yeshiv adam achul. Person has to sit down for a haircut. Hine. Bipnei she b'seif zeh yeshbo protim rabim. Because this paragraph has a lot of detail. L'chein mucha chanoich l'harkatsas. Therefore, I really need to be a little lengthy in my introduction. Hine. Kol zeh, if the entire paragraph, the inyan achila, whether it's eating before mincha, v'chein the inyan histaper, or regarding haircuts, v'likanis l'merchats, or taking a bath, u'shar dvarim hiniskarpa, the other things mentioned here. Hu mishnah, it really comes from a mishnah, b'perek kamo de Shabbos, and mesecha Shabbos, first parak, the asur samuch l'mincha. You can't do these things near mincha. V'lo be'erah ha-mishnah, ezeh mincha. Now the Mishnah doesn't clarify which mincha are we talking about? A mincha gedola? Are we talking about the earliest possible time to daven? The himeshe shosu mechzul lamala, 6.5 hours into the day, half hour after chatzos. For some mechzul, so what's near that time? Hu chatzi shah koydim, the half hour before. The hanatekef acha chatzos ayom. So basically, right after chatzos, you can't engage in these activities till after you daven. Is that what it means? Oh, or maybe mincha ketana. It's not referring to that at all. It's referring to mincha ketana, to who mitesha shosu mechzul mala, which is 9.5 hours into the day. V'samuch lezeh, and what's near that time? Hanametchilas shah asiris, as soon as the shah asiris begins, which is a half hour before 9.5. So, which one is it? Gam lo be'era ha-mishnah, and also the Mishnah doesn't explain. Ma de osvel in achila. What exactly can't you do when it comes to eating? Does it mean a big banquet? Like a wedding feast and the like? Oz also, that's not allowed. You might miss this man mincha. So daven mincha first. Oh, or maybe afilu suda katana. Maybe it means any small meal. Kazudas kolodim, like the meal of any person. Also, you can't do it before you daven. Because it may take longer than you think and you miss mincha. Similarly, we have this doubt with the other things mentioned in the Mishnah. Hainu, she'asur likanes l'merchas. You cannot go into the bathhouse. Idafka l'kula milsa l'merchas. Does that mean the full service bathhouse? Dehainu l'chuf rosho u'lishtatef b'chamin v'tzonein l'azir. That means he's going to do his hair and he's going to rinse in hot water and cold water and sit there in the sun a little bit to sweat. Or afilas yibamah. Maybe he's going in for the shvitz. Maybe that's also asur. Without the whole hair and the bath and the rinsings, why is it also to go in just for a sweat? Shemi yisalif machmas chom hamerchas. He might faint because of the heat. and he'll miss mincha. V'chein in the Borsky, we could say the same thing by the tannery. Idafka the Borsky gadol, does that mean he can't go to the big tannery? It's a very big operation. Or if you'd be alma, maybe just to check briefly, a short visit. Kegav neshari devarim, similarly with the other things, kasher muskar and bezeh asif that I mentioned in the sif, you have this shaila. Does it mean for a long-term activity or a short-term? V'yeshim b'gemar shnei truths. Now the Gemara has two approaches. U'tavayu ari ha-mishnah mincha gadol, and both of them follow the approach that even mincha gadola is already a concern. Teretz Kama, the first answer is the kavana sa mishnah, the intent of the mishnah, sha'asra samach mincha gadola, that you can't do these things before mincha gadola, means mechatzais. Ari dafka besuda gadola, but it's got to be a big banquet. Hasuda katana mutal ha'aschal atzman sach mincha katana, small meals you can have straight up until the beginning of Shah Siris. V'yeshim mekin or the teretz, there's some even more leaning according to this approach. That you could even begin a small meal up until mincha ketana, and you don't have to worry about the half hour before. The teretz basu, there's a second answer in the Gemara. The kavaras ha-mishnah le'asar filu suda ketana. The mishnah wants to answer even small meals, samach le'mincha gedoyla, prior to the earlier mincha zman. So that's taking on both chumras. It's the early mincha and a small meal, and they're both also, if you didn't daven it. The riff of the Rambam follow the second answer, which means it's very strict. As soon as it's samach lemincha gedoyla, means chatzos hayom, you can't sit down to an ordinary meal. V'zehu shesosam hamachaber kamosam. And we see that the Shulchan Aruch only brings their shita. Machaber writes, V'lo le'echol afilu se'uda katana samach lemincha gedoyla. That one should not eat even a small meal close to mincha gedoyla. So the Mechaber is bringing the approach of the Rif and the Rambam. For Harmoa, Bereish Devar, Pasek Ketuz Akam. When we get to the Harmoa, he begins by explaining like the first approach, it's only a big meal, not a small meal. Small meal is not a problem. It's only a big meal that's a problem by mincha gedoyla. V'zeo Tarif Ha'inyan Shepsif, that's the synopsis of the Seif. Now let's explain the paragraph piece by piece. Mr. Bursif got involved. Lihistaper samuch lemincha. We don't sit down to get a haircut, mincha time. Hai samuch lemincha, when it says samuch lemincha means, hainu samuch lemincha gedoyla. That means close to the earlier zman. Kasha kasa mechaber, besofter of the mechaber rises at the end. Vakulhu koitz, going on all the cases. Va'av shatsof zman hamincha yeshusav. Even though you have plenty of time, from Chatzos until the end of your Zman Mincha, afilu hachi chashinu was still worried. Shemi yishaber hazug, maybe the barber's scissors will break. V'yichazer achar acheres, he'd have to look for another one. V'yavar ha-mincha, by the time he finds another pair of scissors to finish the job, you miss mincha. V'efshar, perhaps, shemi yishlo shnayim o shlosha zugim muchonim lefanav, if the barber has two or three scissors prepared, ready to use, Shari, then it would be allowed to get the haircut, because even if the scissors break, there's another one to replace. Keshegamagia zman ha-mincha, when it comes to zman mincha, nachan shlo yikach yelad b'cheko. It's proper not to pick up a child. Don't hold a child close to mincha time. Deshemi yitanif begodov, because a child might make a mess, and his mess will mess your clothing. Ubaochi chazer achamayim, and while you're looking for water to wash up, yav mincha, you're going to miss mincha. Or yis achra levo, the best kinesa, you won't be able to go to shul. This is Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim brings a chumrah that don't pick up babies who can soil your clothing if, remember, there's no diapers in those days. You don't pick up a baby that'll soil your clothes if it's close to mincha time. Da mincha first, and then play with the babies. Sevka and Zion, samach le mincha, hainu chatzi shor kodm. Samach means a half hour before. Tutchilas shah shviyis, that's the beginning of the seventh hour, shumichatzi amamala, which means it's just after chatzos, right after midday. Vein chilik bein hayom aruchakatz, it makes no difference if it's the long days of the summer or short days of the winter. The oilam chashvino day is usamach mincha, acha chatzi yom. Samach mincha always means at chatzos, after half the day has passed. Sifkon ches la merchas, don't go to the bathhouse, afila ziyabama, even if it's just a short visit to the bathhouse to sweat. The koshke and the kula mizmech, certainly to do the whole thing, the bath and the shampoo and all that stuff. Siv contest the Borski, don't go to the tannery. I feel it, even the short visit, quick inspection. Shema Yirish and Eskaklo Oiris V'Yitzdar, because maybe he'll see that Shema Yirish and Eskaklo Oiros V'Yitzdar. Maybe he'll see or notice that the hides are getting ruined and it'll upset him. V'Yitard B'Tzaro, and then he's all upset. V'Yisbal, he won't be able to daven. The implication is it's not limited to tannery. It could be any type of job or any kind of calculations that could drag out or cause him to be distracted. Therefore, those business people who go to these big sales or trade shows, they're very busy with buying and selling merchandise. If you didn't start yet your business give and take, don't do it. Don't start if it's samach l'mincha gedola. Unless you daven first. If you start in the morning, you keep going. But if you're just going to start at chatzos, wait to daven mincha first. The low lodin. Dayonim should not sit down to judge. They didn't daven mincha yet. Afilu shomu tana sei mikvar. Even if they already heard the claims. They want to reconvene to come to a decision. It sounds like they even deliberated. They deliberate. They have to give a psak. Because maybe they're going to see a reason that their decision was wrong, and they're going to have to redo it again and re-deliberate, and that's going to take time, and they're going to miss this mamecha. Even a small meal near mincha gedoyla is wrong. Suda katana means anyone's meal, ordinary meal. Suda gedoyla, who shall nisun umila. That's a banquet for a chasna or a bris. V'atam, the reason is, the chashid and shem yimoshech, we're afraid it may drag out. V'din iser achil o melocha koidem ma'ariv, as far as the iser to eat or do activities before ma'ariv, yispa'er b'simen reish lamed hei sifbeis. We'll cover that in simen reish lamed hei. V'din ahaschil lilmud koidem fiyo simencha, as far as learning before mincha, ayin le'el b'sem petesif ovlin limud, according to Shachris. Look back where you wrote in Sermon Pei Tess about learning for Shachris, that you shouldn't learn if you're going to get carried away, but if you're learning in Shul, where you're going to daven, we're not afraid, or if you have a Zman Kavua, we're not afraid. V'odin Hacha, the same is true here, because Magia Zman Milchitano, when it comes to Milchitano, it'll parallel the halachas of Shachris. Sivkan Yud Beis, Samach Milchit Gedoyla Mechaber says, even by Milchit Gedoyla, you can't start a Suda Katana. We'll look back at Sivkot and Zayin. So the notes point out that a Shabbos Suda and a Yontif Suda is the equivalent of Suda Katana. Suda Gedoyla, he keeps saying, it's a chasana, a meal. It doesn't say Shabbos meal. A Shabbos meal and a Yontif meal is still Suda Katana also. The Nisuin and the Mila, that's the Suda Gedoyla.